This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Yoel Abulov, aka at Onkyobo on Twitter and X. And thank you all, as always, for tuning in. This is episode 4, also as I'm titling it as Thursday Wagering with Yoel. And we've got a loaded Europa and Conference League slate to break down today, with 10 official top plays across 7 games on the board. And I'm quite excited about it today, as we've had some results in the past 2 days in which I'll recap, and today sets us up for a great bounce back day. So since our episode 3 on Tuesday, we've had plays for the Champions League slate on both that Tuesday as well as on Wednesday. And on Tuesday, April 15th, we went 1-1 in soccer for minus 0.26 units. And 1-1 in NBA for minus 0.09 units, ending the day just slightly in the red at minus 0.35 units overall. On Wednesday, April 16th, the soccer side came through nicely at 3-1 for plus 1.05 units, but the NBA side had a rough showing with an 0-3 record, bringing us to minus 1.95 units on the day. So far this week, that puts us at 4-2 in soccer and 1-4 in NBA, bringing us to 5-6 overall, sitting at minus 2.3 units. And that's without counting the Monday results. So overall, not the strongest week that we had hoped for and had gotten used to in these past 3 weeks with the positive units. However, today gives us a real shot at bouncing back and flipping the script. So with that being said, like I said, I have 10 plays for today and great opportunity to be able to bounce back and get us back into another positive week. So let us start with our free play of the day. So our free play on our Wager Pass article, but also available in today's article for a breakdown as well. We're starting off with the Conference League, where Fiorentina host NK Celje, and I'm backing Fiorentina to win and over 2.5 total goals at minus 120 on DraftKings. Fiorentina took the first leg 2-1 on the road and has now turned full focus to this competition after falling out of the Serie A top 4 race with their result over the weekend. And I strongly believe that with the squad quality that they possess, even if they concede, which I believe they will with Celje pushing forward, their firepower has enough strength, especially at home, to get the job done. Celje has been a fun attacking side on the tournament, and I definitely expect them to get on the board, but I also expect them to get exposed defensively by a more motivated and deeper Fiorentina squad, who will surely believe that they can go all the way in this tournament. And they do boast one of the better goal scorers of the tournament in Moise Kean. So I'm definitely backing them to win this game once again. As for my score prediction, I think another 2-1 victory to Fiorentina would not surprise me. And that would bring us a Fiorentina win and over 2.5 total goals, kind of on the edge, but still quite comfortably. Moving on to our second 12:45 p.m. Game for the day today, we're again staying in the Conference League with Jagiellonia against Real Betis. Real Betis will be on the road at Jagiellonia, and I'm taking Real Betis money line at minus 140 and both teams to score at minus 150, both on Fanatics. Real Betis won the first leg 2-0 and clearly showed they're a class above Jagiellonia, but that scoreline still leaves enough pressure on them to stay focused in the second leg. They got the result in the first half and they did not score any other goals, And Jagiellonia also struggled to, you know, generate some offense. So I'm expecting, especially them playing at home and being only down 2-0, I believe they will approach this game with the mindset that they can still get something out of this. So they will push for a lot of attacks. And with that being said, that kind of answers my both teams to score response. But also on the other hand, given that, you know, Manuel Pellegrini would likely not be comfortable with this 2-0 result, I'm expecting them to field their stronger lineup with Isco and Anthony available. And so even if they get scored on, Real Betis should still prevail. So a 2-1, 3-1 victory would cash both our Real Betis money line bet as well as both teams to score. So I'm expecting Betis to take care of business again and for Jagiellonia to find a goal this time around. Moving on, we have Europa League action, which all of the games kick off at 3 p.m. today. One of the games that was very frustrating from last week was Rangers taking on Athletic Bilbao. And for today, I'm backing a similar bet in that game, hoping that this time around we will not be at a 0-0 deadlock and there will be some goals from either side. I'm liking both teams to score at plus 100 and over 2.5 total goals at minus 160. I'm not parlaying both of these, but rather playing them separately for this particular game. And the reason I'm doing that is because there is a strong discrepancy between the odds. And quite frankly, given that, you know, Athletic Bilbao struggled to score a goal on Rangers, who were left to 10 men in the previous game, the over 2.5 total goals does not feel as safe as the minus 160 odds suggest. I find it very hard for either Athletic Bilbao or Rangers to win on like a 3-0 outright result. So I feel very strongly about a plus 100 odds at both teams to score, as I think that, you know, Athletic Bilbao will look to dominate the game and Rangers will likely look to capitalize on counterattacks, as I've seen them do with against Fenerbahce and Malmo. And with that being said, you know, if we can get our result to a 1-1, I do think that either Bilbao or Rangers possess the strength to then score a second, bringing the over to the over 2.5, and for us to cash the both teams to score. So definitely a hard game to bet on, especially considering how the previous matchup played out. But I am loving both teams to score at plus 100, as well as over 2.5 total goals, if we can get either of these teams to get on the score sheet early on. Moving on, we've got another juicy spot here at Frankfurt and Tottenham. And for this game, I'm taking both teams to score an over 2.5 total goals game parlay at minus 125 from DraftKings. The first leg ended 1-1, and I expect both sides to open up more this time around. So in the first leg, both of these teams got on the score sheet early and the first half ended 1-1, which had set us up for this exact same bet to cash strongly, but neither side was able to get a strong grip on their attacking forces, and the match sadly ended in a 1-1 draw, only cashing our both teams to score but failing on the over 2.5 total goals. I'm backing the same bet again. Frankfurt is still fighting for a top four finish in the Bundesliga, whereas Tottenham's Europa League push is their only shot at salvaging an otherwise underwhelming season. If Ange Postecoglou is to remain in his coaching seat, and if Tottenham is to not go to a full rebuild and even further chaos than what they've been experiencing in the Premier League, both of these sides will be pushing hard. There'll be motivation.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
And I do strongly believe that both of these sides have enough attacking talent for this to turn into a high-paced matchup in which, you know, a 2-1, 2-2 score would not surprise me at all. And so we could cash a both teams to score and over 2.5 total goals game parlay in this Frankfurt and Tottenham matchup that I'm most excited to watch, to be honest. Moving on, we have our next play will be Lazio taking on Bodo Glimt. And for this match, I'm taking both teams to score at minus 115, which had moved from, I had taken it at minus 115, but the line had moved to minus 130, which I still believe is playable when I checked this morning. Lazio was stunned in the first leg, losing 2-0 away, and now needs to come out strong in the second leg at home to have any chance at this tie. This Bodo Glimt side has made a habit of upsetting bigger clubs and scoring goals. That's what they're mostly synonymous for in these type of European competitions. And even with a 2-0 lead, I strongly don't believe that they won't be sitting back. Lazio has the quality to push the tempo and find goals, but I expect Bodo to catch them at least once in their endeavor to push for goals in this match. With these factors being considered, I think that both teams getting on the score sheet, either at minus 115, which I was able to catch at, or minus 130, seems like a great bet. Again, I do think that Bodo Glimt, despite not having the name power of Lazio, has the strength to get the win out of this game once again. But Lazio, given their history and strength, will most certainly approach this game with the right mindset of we can certainly win this game. And so with that being said, both teams should easily get on the score sheet, and we're kind of getting great odds at either minus 115 or minus 130 for this game. Moving on to our last Europa League matchup, another game that I'm highly excited to watch is Manchester United taking on Lyon. I'll be taking both teams to score at minus 145 and sprinkling half a unit on over three and a half total goals at plus 150. The first leg ended in a 2-2 draw and was arguably the most entertaining tie of the round. Lyon equalized just 2 minutes after United took a late lead, and that tells you all you need to know about this one. Just when United took the lead and was looking to go run away with the 2-1 victory, Lyon was able to tie it up in the last in extra stoppage time, and that just showed me that both of these teams, you know, both teams to score would have been my ideal play for this game, regardless of the result, even if the first leg had ended 0-0, as I do not trust either of these teams' defenses. But I do trust their offense to at least score one goal. So both teams to score at minus 145 still offers great odds for us to be able to back this game. And given that both of these teams showed the ability to, you know, score four goals in the previous game, I do think that at plus 150, it's worth sprinkling a little bit of units onto that bet as well, just because, you know, another 2-2 tie, another 3-2 victory, the game getting out of hand, especially when both of these teams playing, one without their coach suspended in Lyon, and Manchester United, who has failed miserably in finding consistency, would not surprise me at all. So that is my bet for more ambitious slips and for fans who want to make that game a little bit more interesting than ideal. Let's wrap today's slate up with Chelsea at home against Legia Warsaw. I'm taking again, Chelsea took the first leg 3-0 away, and they played somewhat close to their full squad. All goals came in the second half, and it was a little bit worrisome, especially considering that, you know, it was hard to find odds for either side to kind of come up with a result. But this time around, I'm taking Chelsea team total over 2.5 goals at -120 on Fanatics. Chelsea has won all 9 of their European matches this season and cruised to a dominant victory in the first leg. And with the pressure off and rotation looking highly likely, I still expect them to score in the bunches, even if it may come with a more rotated squad this time. Chelsea was unable to get a result over the weekend, falling 2-0 down against Ipswich Town and then catching them up for a draw. So even though they've been perfect in this tournament, the pressure is mounting on Chelsea to also find consistency. And I do think that this presents a great opportunity for Cole Palmer, if he plays, to get back into form. And even if Chelsea goes to a full rotation, the gap in talent is just too big between these two sides. And another 3-0 victory would not surprise me. So with that being said, I'm backing Chelsea team total over 2.5 total goals. So that brings us to our recap of all of today's 10 official plays. We're starting off with Fiorentina to win and over 2.5 total goals at -120 on DraftKings. We'll be taking Real Betis money line at -140 and both teams to score at -150, both on Fanatics. For the Athletic Bilbao Rangers game, we'll be looking at both teams to score at +100, one of my favorite bets of the day, and over 2.5 total goals at -160, both of them on Fanatics. One of the games in which I'm most excited to watch, Frankfurt versus Tottenham. I'll be backing both teams to score and over 2.5 total goals game parlay at -125 from DraftKings. Lazio versus Bodo Glimt should hopefully result in what we're backing as both teams to score at -115, which is currently at -130 on Fanatics, both still playable. Manchester United versus Lyon will hopefully result in some goal fireworks because we are taking both teams to score at -145 and sprinkling a little bit on over 3.5 total goals at +50 on Fanatics. And we're finishing the slate up, returning to the Conference League and taking Chelsea team total over 2.5 total goals at -120 on Fanatics. That is the full slate for Thursday. I'll be back with you tomorrow for episode 5, where we'll go through everything coming up this weekend, including the start of the official start of the NBA playoffs and a massive slate of European soccer across English Premier League, Serie A, La Liga, Bundesliga, and maybe even League One if there are some good matchups. And of course, wrapping up and recapping how we fared off today in our results. Again, we're off to a little bit of a slower start than we have been accustomed to these past 3 weeks, but a great slate today sets us up perfectly for a strong bounce back. Thank you all, as always, for riding along. Best of luck on your slips today, and I'll catch you on tomorrow on another episode of Today in Sports Betting. Take care.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Stuck in a job you hate? Wish you could break into tech, but don't know where to start? CBG Nuggets makes IT training simple, affordable, and dare we say, fun. With short, engaging videos and hands-on virtual labs, you can build real-world skills right from your browser. No expensive hardware, no confusing software. Just practical training that gets you job ready. Learn at your own pace, on your own schedule, from anywhere. Start your 7-day free trial at cbtnuggets.com. Because a better career is just a few clicks away.